was just, I just went on, looked at Dandavat yesterday, I usually go on every once in a while, just to see, and I saw this article, part two of an article, Hari Sori Prabhu, and it was answering devotees' questions or some kind of allegations people were making about Prabhupada being a conditioned soul, based on some translations of Bhagavatam. I can't believe how far people go in terms of. Passing opinions on Prabhupada, great personalities, what to speak of devotees. This whole internet is like such a forum to breed criticism of Vaishnavas, and it really has its assets, but like everything else, it really has its liability. I'm just amazed that people even think like that. Prabhupada's a conditioned soul. Unfortunately, that's Kali Yuga. And then, that's one of the defects of not, I think, sort of defining, because we do have laws, but not defining a society. Someone who says something like that, says, well, sorry, you're not part of this movement. Muslims, they have you criticize the Prophet or something like that, and then they put out a fatwa on you. So, kind of fatwa may mean different things. Not necessarily mean that, what was the name of that author in England? Muslim author?
Salman Rushdie.
That, they put a contract out on you to be killed, but, you're banned. You're not part of this movement. You're excommunicated. We do have, actually, ISKCON law about excommunication, and it's about that. It's about blasphemy of Srila Prabhupada and so on.
Nonsense is fine having rules, but what's the, when somebody breaks them, what's the consequences?
Well, that's the
follow up.
We can have consequences. Clearly, who's going to enforce it? So need to have people who take up that unpleasant role, who maintain of enforcing laws, and don't ask your spiritual leaders to be policemen. Don't ask the GBC secretaries to be the GBC men who, they can make a decision, but then someone else needs to be enforced. Something that replaces a police force that then enforces it to make sure that things like that happen. And so Justice Department is really what it is, not just a judiciary, but actually other aspects of ensuring that justice is done, it's upheld, and everything that goes along with it. Anyway, I'm amazed, and it's all out there on the internet, and know what else is out there. The good thing is I never ever, I'm on one GBC conference and BBT GBC conference, none of these other things. I never have time, even as it is, I don't have time.
Maybe that's part of the problem. They have too much time and they can, when you're conditioned and then you have lots of time.
Yeah.
And you have faith in your opinions.
Where people, use their time for better things, because I don't think anyone, no matter how vocal they are, achieves very much by this back and forth banter on an internet.
Question on this point of where we've heard many times that it takes a community to bring up a child. And I just wanted to understand what kind of involvement should members of the community have in bringing up that child. Because we're also growing up within a mindset that, you know, it's my child, so mind your own business kind of thing.
Well, the first part of the community is actually the family itself. And the nuclear family concept of raising children is really, really difficult. It's difficult for the kids, difficult for the parents.
Mm.
Where there's, I mean, until, yeah, while I lived at home, my grandparents, when I got married, that's when I moved out, my grandparents were always there. And that's common in all. In all cultures, in all traditions, that that there are parents and grandparents and uncles, and generally they live close to each other, and so there, at least that type of immediate concern of. You know, it's my kid, it's not yours, because they're family. So the parents are much more open. And it really helps the parents. It's like a phenomenal strain for, say mother to be raising 1, 2, 3 children all by herself without any other family members, trustworthy family members.
Mm.
And as far as the rest of the community, well, I'd have a lot to say about what a community means, but at least basically the only that is community, and those are the members of the community who have anything to say, who have the same values as, for instance, the parents and the children and the education. Anyone who's got different values has got nothing to say. Or shouldn't be closely involved, because neither they're setting the example, even though they may have some things to contribute. But the liability is high. It's a high risk. So it requires a real community, just like it would be in a village, but then you really got to have a community. And a community is not a conglomerate of people who have the same faith. It's not people who have the same religion, or, you know, 200 Hare Krishnas don't make a community, because they have, there's so many different types of spiritual standards and social convictions that people may have. They don't have enough things in common to be one community, then they end up being many communities. Actually, I just sent the other day, I sent this ABC connection. I just put it on the podcast. I didn't think it was so fitting, but it was about women's abuse of children. Generally, the way of thinking is that all abuse is done by men. And whereas it's still certainly majority, but more and more comes out how women also sexually abuse children. There was that, long-standing, what's been going on for a couple of months, that horrible thing in Wales. Mm. And increasingly as they're getting into it, it's also coming out that it's not just the men, it's also the women, it's also the mothers. Mm. Mothers abusing their own children. That's horrible. It's just mind-boggling. It's Kali Yuga, what people are actually capable of doing in Kali Yuga. But then in a society where, everything's, anything goes, practically speaking. They just released in London this new computer game. I don't know what it's called. It's some kind of war game. And I've never seen a computer game in my life, but... And it's all about war. And so how think that when people are just something like on the first day selling a million copies, $40 a piece or something like that. Mm-hmm. Considering that we're in a financial crisis, it doesn't sound like much of a financial crisis. And then people just become so absorbed, and it's all about killing and fighting. And why would people even think that doesn't have an effect on one's own consciousness and makes people similarly inclined? What you hear, what you see, ultimately, that's certainly what you're going to become. And There's no sexual norms anymore. Anything, absolutely anything goes. For people, in order to keep getting newer and newer thrills, they keep doing more and more far out things. You just keep lowering the bar. The bar just gets lower and lower and lower and lower. You may call child abuse now, may not be child abuse in 100 years from now. Mm. Yeah, they have that saying when they do that, I think it's in Jamaica, and they lower that bar and then they sort of, walk underneath it, and sometimes they actually make it, it's fire, it's burning also. Mm. They say, how low can you go? That's what it's about. How low can you go? And it's sort of what the Kali's program is also. How low can you go? And this age of Kali plays to say, this is my age, it has just now begun. And I have 400,000 years in which to have my fun. Just imagine what's going to go on in another 400,000 years. It's just started.